at 8:16, and Nancy Berry joins us this morning in studio. Slide that microphone right up there. Our microphones aren't nearly as good as yours that you have in city council. You kind of have to be right up on the mic, but anyway, I think it'll work. How are you?
I'm just terrific. How are you?
We're just having a political morning this morning.
So it appears.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, now listen, you've got, finally, I guess we're going to get ink on paper, hopefully, a joint session with the Bryan Council to work on the biomedical corridor.
Well, I think the work is done. Tomorrow is going to be a joint session for both city councils to adopt it. I'm excited about it. I think the people in Bryan are excited. I know College Station is. It's been a work in progress for close to a year. Very excited about what this interlocal agreement will do for our biomedical corridor. It's a lot of moving parts to this. There was a lot of negotiations just because of the complexity of it, but I want to congratulate Mayor Bienski and the Bryan City Council and our staff, their staff, our council. We had a three people changeover.
I was going to say there was a transition in this.
And so when we had the new folks came on, we decided, well, we were still wrestling with some issues, and we said, hey, let's let a fresh set of eyes take a look at this, and they did. And the culmination is tomorrow we're going to have a joint council to approve this. And the real winners are the entire Brazos County. Hats off to everyone that was involved, our legal team, their legal team, both councils. Staff has been phenomenal about this because it's sewer and electric and property taxes and a unique situation in that 147 acres are in, out of the 197, are in College Station, but they're owned by the Bryan Development Corporation.
Right.
So there are a lot of things, a lot of moving parts, but this is an opportunity for us to show the citizens of the community that we do work together. We both city councils have a wonderful working relationship, and this is the culmination of that.
Nancy Berry joining us this morning. And, of course, it's nice to show that to the people, but quite honestly, it's more important to show it to that maybe multinational corporation.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't care about what your problems are. They want a chunk of land, and they want to know that they can come in and it's ready to go.
Exactly. And they don't know, are we in College Station? Are we in Bryan? Are we in the ETJ? Are we in the county? They don't know. They just know they want to be in this particular location. And so that was really the impetus behind this, so that there's a uniform set of codes, that there's a sense of place, and when they come in, they got one set of guidelines, they've got one set of things. They don't have to go back and forth to say, well, I need to go to Bryan, I need to go to College Station. They just say, I want to be here, and we say, here's what you need to do, and it's a done deal. That's the beauty of this. This is a phenomenal economic development opportunity for the entire community.
Do you anticipate that now with this thing signed, ink on paper, that quickly we may end up having a significant announcement?
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
We know that we're the final. We are amongst the finalists of some, multi-billion-dollar corporation thinking of bringing their research labs here and wanting to locate in this bio corridor, but you never know what their final decision
sure.
is. But we're certainly in the running for quite a few, and if we get a fair percentage, we'll have some significant announcements
yep.
to make.
Well, good. All right. Anything else going on? That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Well,
are y'all going to stand up, lock arms, and sing like
Kumbaya?
Some Kumbaya or White Christmas or something like that? I don't know.
I don't
whatever.
Know the words to White Christmas.
Oh, sorry, that's a poor choice on my part. That's
no,
right.
That's okay. That's okay.
They could do the Hanukkah song after that, though. Good.
Yeah, there's not too many of those either.
Anyway.
And if you've ever heard me sing,
oh, okay. Never mind.
Then the best thing for me to do is keep my lips.
All right,
closed.
We'll just shake hands a lot. Then.
Yeah, we
okay.
will.
Right.
And so, yeah. I had a lovely telephone conversation with Mayor Tisdale, the mayor of Evanston, Illinois. We put a friendly wager on the outcome of the...
Did you?
Yes, on the Meineke ball, Meineke care...
Car football
care
game.
Ball. Yeah,
so
not
now,
easy for me to say here.
So now, all right, so what are we putting up and what are they putting up?
Okay, well, They are putting up, supposedly, the world's finest ribs from Heckey's Barbecue if Northwestern loses.
Okay.
We are putting up prime rib roast and Aggie brand beef jerky from A&M's Rosenthal Meat and Science Technology Center.
People pay big money for this jerky. The jerky is world-renowned.
Oh,
world-renowned. I hadn't heard of Herky's ribs, but I know about the jerky.
Yeah, and even the New York Times said it
they
was.
Did.
Yeah.
They
so,
did.
Anyway, so that's what we've put up, and depending upon the size of the ribs they send us, why I'm hoping that we'll have a good council meal out of it.
So now, when does the exchange take place? Will it take place at the game after it's over? Right at that time, will you or one of your deputies or surrogates be there to pick up the stuff?
I asked Mayor Tisdale if she would be attending the game, and she said no, she was going to be watching it on TV.
Okay.
So I imagine we will have another. We did this by conference call.
I see.
So
oh.
I have not met Mayor Tisdale. So
okay.
I suspect when the game is over and said, and College Station has bragging rights on this, that. As the saying goes, my people will contact her people.
That's right.
Yeah.
They'll have to cover up the cost of the charter jet to bring the food down, right?
Or overnight mail.
Yeah,
or,
whatever.
Right. But anyway, so we've got that going. Let's see. Well, Christmas at the Creek was, I think, a huge success. We
Sand in the Silt, yeah.
Anyway, we had Parks Department estimates about 20,000 people over the 2 weekends,
okay.
And we've had really positive feedback.
Good.
So I think we may have started a new tradition, and we will continue to do, the lights over at Central Park where you can see them from the bypass and stuff.
Always nice to see.
And then the, talk about, city offices are going to be closed for Christmas and New Year's, and so
except for the garbage people, you make them work. Well, you don't make them work on Christmas. Christmas is a Sunday this year, so they'll have that day off. But.
And so then they'll have Christmas Eve off as well.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. There you go. But actual regular pickup, I guess, week after that.
And I also want to. This is, I think, it's fun for me, is when we do recognitions because it's kind of the best of the best and peer recognition. And we had our finalists were 10 for Employee of the Year, and the winner was Celia Hernandez, and she is the executive administrative assistant in the city manager's office.
And
a 20-year employee of the city, and she keeps all the city managers straight, and that's not an easy job, and she does it with a smile, and she was recognized as the Employee of the Year. So that was kind of neat.
Well, good for her. Well, all right. Well, I know you'll be traveling, so happy Hanukkah to you, and
Thank you.
We will see you back in the new year.
Great.
Okay. Nancy Berry, the mayor from College Station on News Talk 1620.